Where is Ed Snowden? An international manhunt is underway to find the man who leaked some of the U.S. government's biggest secrets.
My name's Ed Snowden. I'm 29 years old.
Weeks ago, Snowden started final preparations for his leak and the great escape that followed it. He moved out of his house in Hawaii on May 6th and left the country on May 20th, telling his girlfriend he was leaving town, but not why.
Over time, that awareness of wrongdoing sort of builds up, and you feel compelled to talk about it.
But it turns out the government was looking for Snowden even before he revealed himself as the source of the intelligence leaks. The NSA's Security and Counterintelligence Directorate, also known as the Q Group, is the agency's internal police force.
They're basically the cops or the police of the NSA. Their main job is to make sure that, you know, their many analysts and officers and program managers are not targeted by foreign intelligence services.
Eli Lake of the Daily Beast broke the news that the Q Group has been hunting Snowden for weeks.
The NSA Q Group is trying to find out everything they can about Mr. Snowden, about his online habits, his travel habits, the people he knows.
And the Q Group is trying to suss out any connections Snowden may have to foreign governments.
We know from some of the stories in the Washington Post and the Guardian that Mr. Snowden was well aware of encryption keys and technology that he can use to try to cloak his movements in cyberspace. So right now it is, I would imagine, a bit of a cat and mouse game in terms of the people who are hunting him and the hunted whistleblower.
For now, Snowden's whereabouts are unknown, at least to those of us outside the Q Group. Snowden has checked out of the luxury hotel in Hong Kong where he had been holed up after racking up an $8,000 bill for his three-week stay.
What would it take to make you leave everything behind?
Going into hiding may have been a tough decision for Snowden. Until now, he'd been living the good life in Hawaii with his girlfriend Lindsay Mills, a life acrobat and self-described pole dancer. No, not that kind of pole dancer, but she often posted half-naked photos of herself on social media, sometimes cavorting in paradise with a boyfriend she refers to as the elusive E. Until last month, E, or Snowden, was making $122,000 a year as a computer technician at Booz Allen Hamilton, which had a contract with the NSA. But then in May, Snowden suddenly vanished, telling his supervisor he needed medical leave to treat his epilepsy. And his girlfriend? She posted this to her blog yesterday before taking it down. Another photo of herself in her underwear, along with an ode to the one I've grown to love the most, and the ones I never got to bid adieu. But sometimes life doesn't afford proper goodbyes. The American Civil Liberties Union has filed a constitutional challenge to the NSA programs that Snowden leaked information about, specifically the one involving Verizon providing metadata to the government.